Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
We're not. We're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And I actually do want to claim to be an expert on something.
Okay, I'm listening.
I mean, maybe I'm not an expert, but I am around teens and tweens a lot.
You
because
are.
I have them in my house.
You are.
And I have kind of a hot take on this Sephora teens panic we seem to be in culturally. And I think it also is aligned with the Stanley Cup panic that's happening.
Okay.
Not Stanley Cup panic, like people who want Stanley Cups, but this kind of like...
Yes, yes, yes.
Pearl clutching journalism that's happening about all these things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So here's my hot take on everybody shocked that the teens are going to Sephora and shopping and wanting skincare and how...
Yes.
And all the opinions. So I worked... at it as a salesperson at the Body Shop from the ages of 16 to, gosh, I don't know, 19, 20. I spent a lot of time selling makeup and skincare. And we always had teens and tweens coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And they did the same shit I'm reading about teens and tweens doing. Like, I can vividly remember telling a young girl who had like kind of like a goth punky teen vibe to not put mascara. She was streaking her hair with a blue mascara. And I remember having to go with the sample and I had to go over and be like, you cannot put the mascara in your hair. Like, that's not what it's for. This was always happening.
Wow. Okay.
Now, so this leads me to say that this is a cycle that happens every few years.
Here it is. Here it is.
It is nothing new. And I actually think it is a reflection of the generation covering it more so than the people living it.
Wow, Kate.
I think we have become, this is the moment where we become the generation before us who was aghast at the things we were doing or into or everybody was buying, and oh my goodness, like why do they all need slap bracelets?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there is anything especially like different, unique, and or troubling about this phenomenon that wasn't also troubling about the previous ones.
This is Kate's cultural commentary corner, everybody. Yes.
Like there's always also a cycle of this kind of like worked up opinion about what the young girls are into.
Totally.
Also, like, you know, I did ask my kids because there was an article in some platform that I read, it might have been The Cut, that was like, kids are getting bullied for this $40 water bottle. And I said to my daughter, I was like, are people getting bullied for not having Stanley Cups? And she was like, what? No. Now, again, she's my sample is one person who goes to one school in
right.
Los Angeles, California. Obviously, she's not a representative of every teen or tween, but it felt like this kind of thing of like, I don't understand this and it scares me. And so I'm going to like hyper react to this a little bit. You know, like I hear a lot of like how sad it is that young girls are buying skincare and they think they need to like fix their faces. And then I don't actually always think that's the motivation for why people are into it, but I'm also like, what the fuck? That's exactly not only what we were doing when we were 12 and 13, and for all those reasons that that kids now are feeling, but that's what we feel now. And I'm not saying that there shouldn't be a cultural shift, but I feel like the lens is always like, look at these crazy ass kids, and I'm kind of over it.
Wow.
Okay. I don't normally get this fired up.
I love it though.
Like, this is not to say there aren't massive issues with like consumerism, pressure to spend, materialism, overproduction, the impact yes. it has on the environment.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
All the other implications. Like, that is not, those are all valid. I just yes. kind of feel like there's always a bit of this like hyper reactive thing. Mm. And again, like, you know, Akilah Hughes pointed this out in her newsletter, which is a really great newsletter if you want a newsletter to follow. And she wrote a piece about Stanley Cups a few weeks ago and made the point that I think, you know, is pointed out often when it comes to pop culture stuff, which is like, no one is giving sneakerheads a hard time for mm-hmm. the fucking lunacy that they go through collect. And sneakerheads mm-hmm. tend to kind of commonly be men. Mm-hmm. You know, I would say predominantly. Mm-hmm. 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 There's no like pearl clutching articles about like, can you believe these sneakers cost $600? Who needs a $600 sneaker? Like, just fucking let the kids have their overpriced water bottles. Let them have their moment of, we don't have to understand why they all want these fucking water bottles. I don't know why this is under my skin so much. Why this, I don't know. It just is like, ugh, God, just like let the girls live.
I love this rant for you. I don't disagree with you either.
Oh, okay.
No, I think your comment about generational anxiety is very apt. Oh, also, you're drinking out of a Stanley cup. I just need to note that.
Fucking A. Fucking A. I am.
The record.
Can I also comment on Stanley? A couple of years ago, I think it was in 2021, I went camping with some friends and I went to REI and I bought a French press that was on like mega sale because I wanted to have coffee while camping. And it was by Stanley and I'd never heard of Stanley. And it's this like amazing French press and it was so discounted. And so that was my first, I was like, oh, okay, what's this random like 100-year-old camping company? Great. So when the French press camping company became the cool mug company, I too was confused. But you know what? I like my Stanley mug. It's a pretty solid mug.
Yeah. Yeah. Stanley's been around forever. Okay. Well, let us know in the comments what
that's
you think.
That's my announcement.
Do you agree with me? With Kate? I know. I'm curious. I am genuinely curious what people think.
Mm. I also kind of was thinking like, what was the thing that when we were 12 or 13, that there was a lot of pressure to have like pressure from our peers to have a thing. What was that? You know, and those are like, Anthony talks about this with like the sneakers he wasn't allowed to get as a kid. His like family couldn't afford the cool sneaker. Like, I think a lot of us have that thing, but I was just kind of wondering like, what was the item for our age, our generation?
When I was that age, Guess jeans were like a big deal. And I remember saving up enough money, like saving up enough babysitting money to go to the Chestnut Hill Mall and buy them. And they were like $58, which was so much money. And I was so like, I like lusted after these jeans.
Oh, Dory.
And I mean, yeah. I bought a pair, so don't feel that bad for me.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of Reebok pumps. Do you remember those? They had a little pump in the shape of pump. Either of a tennis ball or a basketball, and you would on the tongue of the sneaker, and you would pump it, and then air would pump into the shoe. I coveted those things.
I remember also wanting Nike Airs.
Oh yeah, those were cool.
Those were very cool. And then the whole like Jerboe Z Cavaricci label on your fly thing.
Yes.
That was so strange. I had some of those. That was big.
That's right. Remember. Z Cavaricci. Wow.
Z Cavaricci. I don't remember really any like specific like beauty or skincare things at that age. But, you know, it was a very long time ago.
I mean, I also remember like Sambas were the coolest sneaker when I was in like fifth grade. Everybody,
I remember at camp, Sambas. Everyone wore Umbros.
Oh, yeah. Umbros were so hot. Those were so cool. Those shorts.
Yeah. Different colored Umbros. Like legs.
Yeah. different colored legs? Like one side was a different color?
Yeah, one side would be blue and one side would be orange. Uh-huh. I mean, they didn't all look like that, but like a lot of them did. And then like Skids. Remember those pants?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I mean, of course, there have been, you know, there have been fads as long as people have been people.
That's right.
I saw a funny post on Reddit the other day where someone had posted an image of a letter from a Babylonian teen complaining to his mother that he didn't have fashionable enough clothes.
Stop it.
It's from 3,000 years ago.
Are you kidding?
Like, no, I'm not kidding. And
that's amazing.
I think it was real. Like, and so, you know, these are just natural human tendencies.
What I think is most interesting though is the tendency to, as adults, like not comprehend it or be like, and I think I do, I mean, I feel myself doing this with other things. So it's not like I am exempt from this criticism. But this kind of like, I can't believe this is what they're doing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Totally. I mean, and I think that has been happening forever also.
Forever.
And maybe that is also just like another like rite of passage of getting older, you know?
Yes. I actually think there is value in like embracing that part of getting older. Like there is mm-hmm. just when my kids are trying to explain like all this fucking you're so skibbity slang, and I'm just like, I just cannot understand it.
Mm-hmm.
They all call each other Pookie.
Well, you know about Pookie and Pookie, you're looking fire tonight. You know this whole thing?
Okay, so I only know about this because our friend Caroline Moss posted this on her Instagram. And I had never heard of these people. And then I watched some of the videos she shared and it was, you know, I was like, had that kind of grimacing feeling uh-huh. radiating through my body. Who are they?
They are a couple in Atlanta, and the husband is always like gushing over his wife, who he calls Pookie, her outfits. And like just like saying how hot she looks. And there's like he said like this outfit is pure fire. Like then like Pookie, I think it's Pookie, you look absolutely fire became like a meme. and saying like Pookie, like so that is That's it. They were very like preppy. They're sort of like, if you imagine like Bama Rush people, like grown up.
They're like Atlanta rich, like 20 to 30 somethings.
Who I don't think have kids, who seem to go out constantly. And she's very like conventionally attractive, very thin, wears like stylish clothes. But there is something very sweet, I think, about the way her husband is so like, is like, I mean, it's hard. Like on the one,
he's hyping her.
Yeah, like he, you know, he's like complimenting her. Now, it's always about her looks, which is like, you know, is that problematic? Maybe. And they're both kind of playing into these like very gendered stereotypes, if you want to get like really deep about it. But I think also you can just kind of enjoy the ridiculousness of it.
Now, I'm reading about them on The Cut, and did you know this tidbit? Quote, they met at a wine bar in Philadelphia while Jet was pursuing his joint MBA /JD at UPenn, a fellow Penn graduate.
I did know this
graduate
because when I first encountered them, it was on, you know, when you start, you see the commentary on something before you see the actual thing. So on my TikTok For You page, I was served a commentary on Pookie before I'd seen the original video. And I was reading through the comments and someone was like, did you know he's actually like a Wharton dual? So I actually weirdly did know that. But yes, a fellow Quaker, if you will.
Pookie and Jet are their names. Could we play one of their videos? I think I could share my screen, couldn't I? Videos. Yeah, then we can give people what they want, which is Pookie and Jet, and hearing what they sound like. Let's see if I can figure out how to play one of these.
All right, it's a game day.
Happy game day. Outfit is fire, Pookie.
Thank you.
Good Lord.
Thank you. I have vintage Chanel from CC. Red is like the color of the season, so I've been wearing this bag.
And the color of the dog.
All the time. Revolve top. Tandy shorts. These are actually shorts. They look like a skirt. And then Tony Bianco boots.
My boots are leaking.
Okay. We don't care about what Jet is wearing. But I mean, like I was saying, these are like Bama Rush videos all grown up. I mean, like she's doing it in the style of a Bama Rush video. My top is blah,
also,
blah.
What are Louis Bianco boots?
No idea.
No idea. Like, I'm almost embarrassed that I don't know. And then I just Googled the name Louis Bianco and nobody comes up. So I'm clearly getting it wrong.
Wait, wasn't it? It's Tony Bianco.
Oh, Tony Bianco. Okay, I think I messed. Okay, Tony. Okay, sorry. Tony Bianco. On that note, who is Tony Bianco? Tony Bianco boots. Okay, so Tony Bianco makes boots. Let's see how much. Oh, and they sell them at Revolve. She seems like a Revolve
girly.
Gal. Yeah, sure. I've never purchased a single item from
Revolve. We're too old for Revolve. I'm sorry. Yeah, we are.
Are we? I don't know. Are we ever?
Yes.
Do we ever, like, are we ever aging out of anything?
Yeah,
we are.
Sorry.
We do. We feel that that's the truth. No. I'm gonna hear you out. I'm gonna hear you out. I might not agree, but I'll hear you out.
Anyway.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
How do you feel now that you know all this?
Story. I feel okay. I feel at peace with Pookie and Jet. I don't feel like I need to have a hot take. That's the other thing that I am really trying to like. Although now I did come in hot about other people's hot takes on Sephora Teens.
You did.
But I also do feel like hot take.
Culture.
Like it's like reached its peak. Like, I don't need to have a hot take about Pookie and Jet. I'm just going to let them live.
Let them live. All right. We need to take a break.
Let them live. Dory, let's just remind folks before we take a break that everything we talk about, including Pookie and Jet, will be on our website, forever35podcast.com. You can find us on Instagram at forever35podcast. We have a Patreon with lots of extra exciting bonus content at patreon.com/forever35. Our favorite products can be found at shopmy.us/forever35. And if you want to reach us, you can leave us a voicemail, send us a text message. That number is 781-591-0390. You can also email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you for that reminder. We'll be right back. I am the first to admit that gift giving is not easy for everyone. It's taken me a long time to become like a halfway decent gift giver. But what I have learned is that the best way to win the gift giving game is to gift memories.
Ooh.
Yes. And you know how you do that, Kate?
I'm ready. I'm listening.
The Aura digital frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
We have gifted this to many people.
And when you gift this, your family will love looking back on childhood memories and seeing what you're up to today. Even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating the frame with new photos. So it's really the gift that keeps on giving. It's super easy to set up. It takes literally 2 minutes. You download the app, you set up the Wi-Fi.
Boom.
You're good to go.
Yep.
We have given this to my parents. We've given this to Matt's parents.
Same.
It's so easy because you can add photos from the app like anytime you want. And also, like, my brother has the app, so he can add photos from his family. My sister has the app, so she can add photos. My parents also have it, so they also add their own photos.
That is one of the coolest parts, I think, of the Aura frame, is that everybody can contribute.
Yes.
I love that about, we have two Aura frames in our house. I have one in my office and one in our family room. And my kids love it.
Do they have the same pictures on them?
No, they have different pictures.
That's interesting. Maybe I should get one from my office.
I'm looking at a picture of my children right now.
Right. Interesting. Putting that away for later.
Store that.
Yes. The Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which is what many other digital frames require. And also, then you're not taking up your email storage. So win-win. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Forever 35 listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's auraframes.com. Use code FOREVER35 at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. And they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Now, look, both Dory and I love our Quince items.
You might even call us Quince heads.
You might. I would say you should. In fact, if you don't address us as such, we might get upset. In all seriousness, I have a variety of clothing from Quince. Everything from a beautiful cashmere sweater to a very simple, easy white tee to this gorgeous pink summer dress. Mm. You can really like get your whole wardrobe filled with quality pieces at really reasonable prices. You can get organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. They even have timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, which I want. Just going to announce that here. I'm coming for that jewelry.
You're putting it out there.
I'm putting it out there. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middle people and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which we love. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/forever35 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/forever35 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/forever35. Okay. Someone had a bad facial and they wrote to us. We got this email. They said, "Longtime listener here, and I need help." Mm-hmm. All caps, double exclamation. Mm-hmm. I recently went for a facial at a spa I had never been to before, but it came highly recommended. Now, I don't have a lot of experience with facials. This will have been my third. The facial itself went fine, it felt like. The extractions weren't comfortable, but aren't they always? The esthetician said my skin was really congested, and my skin looked great for a day or two after until I started to break out horribly. My rosacea flared up like it hasn't in years, and I have breakouts all over my cheeks up to my temples. My skin definitely never reacted to a facial like this before. Is this normal? Is this what people refer to as skin purging? Should I never go back to that spa again? Help.
Okay, so I believe it was Courtney Chisano who we discussed skin purging, and I'm putting that in quotes. We've definitely had conversations about this, and my understanding is that skin purging is mostly not a thing. And if your skin is reacting like violently, as it seems like it is, that's not purging. That is your skin having a reaction to whatever they put on your skin. I'm going to qualify this by saying I'm not a doctor. I'm not an esthetician. You should call your dermatologist. But to me, this doesn't sound great. Kate, what was your reaction?
I agree that I think you're probably having a reaction to the products that were used on your face and not necessarily the extractions. If your rosacea is flaring out, it says you started to break out horribly and your rosacea flared up.
Like your skin sounds irritated.
Yeah. And I think Dory is right that I would talk to a dermatologist. And I also think that this doesn't mean that you can never get facials again, but you might want to go somewhere like a dermatologist's office that is maybe better prepared to handle like different skin's needs.
Yeah.
Whether that's using, you know, gentler or different products or kind of going more in depth on different skin types or whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know, I just think like, and I don't think like the esthetician was bad or the spa is bad. I just think this is not going to be for you and your skin. And I'm sorry that they didn't kind of get more information from you about your skin too. You know, I think that's like good protocol, and any good esthetician kind of always checks in first, especially with a new client.
Totally. I think that's good advice.
But like, don't, again, also not a skincare professional, but I would say like, take it easy on your skin, you know, gentle cleanser and moisturizer and sunscreen.
Gentle.
Yeah, and that's it.
Gentle, gentle, gentle.
Tender cleanser. Get a tender cleanser. Tender cleanser?
Tender cleanser?
Get a tender cleanser.
Okay. Let's see, Kate, what else do we have here? We have a text. I have another suggestion for a quick and easy moisturizer. Flamingo has a wonderful spray-on moisturizer. Saved me when I was pregnant from the work of moisturizing my body. I still use it. It's super easy, light, pleasant smell. Great alternative if you don't want to always be using the shower lotion, which can cause some buildup.
Okay. I need to say that when I saw this text message,
yes.
It was like I had a full-on like sense memory experience.
Go on.
So Flamingo has in the past, and not for a long time, but they have in the past sponsored this podcast.
They have, yes, it's true.
And so that was how I was first introduced to Flamingo prods. Mm-hmm. And I forgot how much I freaking love the smell of the Flamingo moisturizer.
That's right. Like,
remember that? It had a hold on me. And my mother-in-law visited and she loved it. And I sent her some Flamingo as a gift. Like, there, I had a real Flamingo-y moment for a while.
I remember this.
With this line.
I remember this.
So I just hadn't thought of, I hadn't put this moisturizer on in a while. So I then went to the site and I was like, a light moisturizing spray? This sounds heavenly. And I was interested in just what they said at the end of this text. A great alternative if you don't want to always be using the shower lotion, which can cause some buildup. Mm. Interesting. I still am a little bit like, about shower lotion, even though I do use it.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. I'm on my second bottle of the Nivea shower lotion.
Okay, all right.
Oh, Dory, it is very nice. And it's just so easy because I don't know about you, but there's nothing I hate more than like getting out of the shower and having to be somewhere and then putting on moisturizer on my like kind of damp skin and then having to put those limbs into clothing and everything kind of like sticks. It's hard to get the clothes on with the moistured body.
I hear you. I recently went back to an old fave, the Alba Botanica Unscented.
Shut up.
Moisturizer. What do you mean, shut up?
Shut up.
Why shut up?
I mean that in like a loving way. Like, that's a classic cut. Yeah,
I know. Well, you
that
know,
big ass yes. bottle from the Whole Foods.
Well, I didn't get it from Whole Foods, but yes, they've changed the bottle. A lot has changed. The price has gone up. They changed the bottle.
Of course.
They have some new varieties of it, but yeah, I came to a very important realization about myself, which is that I will not put on body moisturizer if it comes in a jar. I will only put it on if it comes in a pump and I can just pump it out.
Okay, this is fascinating because my current body moisturizer of choice is in a jar.
And do you
and that
and,
is
and it's like one additional step that you just don't want to take, right?
Yeah, but you know what? This moisturizing cream is amazing. And can I tell you what it is? It's from Kroger.
Oh, wow.
From good old Kroger, Ralph's generic brand, Kroger. Mm-hmm. Also, in some places in America, you can just shop at a Kroger. It's their moisturizing cream with ceramides and hyaluronic acid. It's a pound for $11. Wow. And I don't mind the lid. I don't mind a jar.
So I had a jar.
The jar is not my barrier.
That skincare company Beekman 1802 sent us some products a little while ago,
mm-hmm.
and they sent us their moisturizer, which I loved. I loved it, but it was in a jar, and I found that I would always be like, I would always have a mental excuse to not use it. I also had CeraVe in a jar, like a big old jar of CeraVe body moisturizer. I was like, I just need to like speak my truth. I need to live my truth, which is my truth is that I will only use a pump.
Your truth is no jars.
My truth is no jars. And look, you know, jars I think are actually like you get more product out of jars. Like I always find that pumps, like you never get the last little bit. You have to take the pump out and it's like a whole thing. But like,
oh my gosh, and do the like stroking
yes,
of the
which is
pump
like,
to get the, yeah.
So that's like a thing. But like, ultimately, I've been using so much more moisturizer ever since I got my pump.
Now on the jar, I have a jar conspiracy theory. I just want to float
okay,
by you.
I love a jar conspiracy theory.
Have you ever noticed when you get a jar of certain skincare products and you're like, oh wow, this is a huge jar. And then you open it up and really, it's like a little bit of product and then it's mostly jar.
Yes. Or they have like a cover, like an internal cover or something inside. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like sometimes like there's not even as much product, like it's like deceptive or the jar itself is really thick and you can't really tell.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. A thick jar.
Now,
I'm not going to name names,
but there is a skincare company that I love. I love their products, but they have very thick jars.
Sorry. Every time you say thick jars, it really makes me laugh.
Look, they have thick jars.
What are those two podcasters talking about?
Thick jars.
6 years into their show. Thick jars and how they're a scam. Wait, I'm dying to know the company.
I'll tell you off the yes. I think we should run that. Sammy was just like bleeping it out.
Yes, please. Because I really like their
Same,
products.
Yes, but like their jars are very thick.
Why do you have to scam us with the jars, guys?
You know, I don't know if they're trying to scam us. I think to them, thick jar symbolizes luxury.
I mean, my Kroger jar. I guess my Kroger jar is not thick. But I respect a thin jar because it's giving me what I
agree.
I want.
I fully agree with you. I'm like thinking about the company's motivation for making a thick jar.
It's okay.
Hear the word thick jar anymore. I'm trying to say it as much as possible.
I know. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Oh my God.
A thick jar is really getting me hot and bothered. I don't know. This hit a nerve. I didn't plan on thinking about jars, but I do. Gosh, and we got here also from talking about, remember this started with talking about flamingo spray moisturizer.
Yes. You know, I know it's...
I like a spray.
I think it's been mentioned on the podcast before, but someone was recently reminding me of that Aquaphor has a spray.
Yes, I have it. I have it.
Do you recommend it?
I spray it on my face.
Oh, you do?
I would rather have a pump spray. I think it's aerosol. Is that still a thing?
Oh, it is?
Like it kind of just shoots.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so it kind of just like shoots out and it's cold because it's pressurized. And then I think it's fine. And I do have some, but I would rather, what I really prefer is my Vaseline stick. Mm. Like if I'm going to be lubing up my body with mm-hmm. something, I bring that, I put that stick in my purse and just like rub it all over mm-hmm. my mouth like a.
Because I was thinking about getting it for Henry because he has some patches of dry skin and he unfortunately inherited my eczema and my KP. Yeah. I'm like, oh, bud, I'm so sorry. But
honestly, I would recommend Kroger's moisturizing cream more than I would the Aquaphor spray. Okay. I love this cream.
That is quite a
statement. It's freaking great. Okay. Yeah. I never thought that Kroger would be the one. And it says on the bottle, compare to CeraVe moisturizing cream. So maybe it's the same, but just get the Kroger.
Oh, interesting. Well, I like the CeraVe moisturizing cream. I just didn't like it in the jar.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the jar and then I'm just going to stick a pump in it and hand it to you. I'm just going to take the lid off and stick the pump in.
I wonder if CeraVe must make a version with the pump. Oh, they do. It's like enormous.
Now, they, I would say, like,
it literally just
they
looks
do a
like,
thin
it
bottle.
It literally just looks like that someone stuck a pump on a jar. That's what it looks like.
I respect that. That oh is what God. I want. Put a pump on a jar.
Look at this, Kate. I'm texting it to you.
Okay. CeraVe. Oops, hold on. So, whoops, Dori Shafrir. Oh, God. Oh, that really is. Well, you know what? Come to think of it, my Vanna cream is just a jar with a pump on it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we've really gotten to the bottom of something here.
There's a real hierarchy in skincare bottling.
It's so true.
And I feel like jars are kind of, you know, at the bottom of the barrel, but they deserve respect.
Oh, wait. No,
like,
they do deserve respect. They do make a normal looking...
But why go normal when you can go jar?
You're so right.
It's 19 ounces.
It's enormous. The regular looking bottle is 16 ounces.
And how much does that cost?
At Target, it costs $18.79.
Okay, Kroger, $11, baby.
Wow.
You got to Krog it up.
I got to Krog it up. Okay.
Got to Krog
it up.
Oh, but
you know what? You know what? Hold on a second. I was looking at their lightweight formula.
No.
Their heavy duty formula.
That's the stuff.
With three essential ceramides is $18.39 mm-hmm. for, oh no, this is only 16 ounces. It's just in a different, it's in a jar with a pump stuck on the top. Fascinating. I've learned a lot today.
I have too. We need to take a break and just catch our breath. All right. We'll be back. Just a minute.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use. And I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Nice. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Kate, you know I've been getting into like the spring cleaning vibe.
Yeah, you have really been kind of doing a refresh, if you will.
I've been trying, but I gotta say, it's a lot more fun when you also get to do a little space refresh. So I'm talking like moving furniture around, maybe get a new piece here or there, swap out the blankets. Like I'm almost ready for my cotton blanket instead of my wool blanket.
Yes, the seasons are changing and so is your home.
Exactly. And with Jenny Kane's Elevated Home Essentials, I can get exactly what I need to create the kind of place I frankly never want to leave. Jenny Kane Home is a California brand through and through, and their interior pieces are instant classics. From their candle scents, I don't have to tell you how much I love the musk candle, and Kate, of course, is partial to the Montecito candle.
Always and forever.
Yeah. To their iconic furniture and the coziest pillows, think clean, effortless, and totally refined. Jenny Kane Home is all about the art of simplicity. They focus on comfort, quality, and timeless design so you can curate a space that never goes out of style and always feels fresh as spring. Find the perfect way to refresh your space at jennykane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code F35 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order, JENNIKAYNE.com, promo code F35. Wow, that took a turn.
It really did. It took a turn the same way a jar curves and is a circle that never ends.
Wow. I don't even know how to respond to that.
You know what? You don't have to. You can just take it in, meditate on it for a little bit, and just let my wisdom wash over you.
I will. I will.
Dory, we had a couple folks. We had an update to a 5-minute makeup routine and then a new 5-minute makeup routine from a listener. Do you want to read this first one?
Hi, Kat and Dory. You just read my 5-minute routine and had a question about the concealer along jawline step. I learned this from Instagram or YouTube. Makeup artist Katie Jane Hughes does it and is roughly my age, so I decided to try it out. I don't officially know the original reason she does this, but why it works for me is my face is always slightly darker than my neck. So it kind of lightens the color gradient and makes my face makeup look less starkly different from my neck color. I also have a lot of discoloration / acne scarring around my chin, and it just blurs all that out as well. I guess it could be contouring too, now that you have mentioned it. It would make the pit of my cheek and my neck area look darker in contrast. Anyway, hope this helps explain. You know what? It does. Thank you.
Thank you. It does. And I love a follow-up, so thank you.
Totally.
Here is another 5-minute makeup routine that we got. Hey, y'all. Got inspired to send mine after the last episode. I did this before an unexpected Zoom call the other day and was finished in 4 minutes and 36 seconds. Okay, number one, Tarte Shape Tape Concealer under eyes, nose crease, bridge of nose. Blend with knockoff beauty blender. Number two, MAC Studio Fix Powder Plus Foundation. Apply all over with a large fluffy brush. Three, Tarte Cheek Stain in Tipsy, one dot on each cheek and blend with fingers. Four, Julep Creme to Powder Eyeshadow Stick. Just zhuzh it on my lids and blend. This stuff is amazing. One stick lasts forever, it doesn't crease, and it comes with this nifty built-in blender thing. Five, NYX Thicket Stick It Brow Mascara in Rich Auburn. It's really hard to find brow mascaras in auburn shades, and this one is pretty good and inexpensive. I have it. Six, eyelash curler, and then Thrive Liquid Lash Extensions.
Oh, okay.
I love it. Also, this came from a Patreon subscriber. So thank you.
Thank you.
To them.
Thank you so much for that.
I love this. I also like how they don't do a lip.
Yeah. Same. Same, same.
This is the magic of the 5-minute routine. It is what it is to you.
This is the magic.
You leave out what you don't want. Yeah. Well, Dory, okay. Let's intention it for a moment here.
Let's do it.
Last episode, I mentioned how I am working on my new low histamine, low stress lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just a few days into it, but I would say, like food wise, going well. Stress wise, not so hot. But we'll keep working.
Okay.
We'll keep working. This is just part of my life. This week, I have kind of a very basic intention. Mm-hmm. Which is to turn off all the lights in my house.
Oh, okay.
I think we've been wasting a lot of I think we got to turn the lights off a lot more. I have to be better about making sure the lights are off if I am not in a space and I don't need them on. Turn the lights off. Save the electricity. Mm-hmm. I spent my whole life being yelled at by my mom for leaving lights on everywhere. And I feel like I need to learn that lesson better.
Yeah. I hear that. My parents were like such sticklers about turning the lights off.
Oh my gosh, yes. And leaving the heat super low. But these are good money-saving life lessons
and
that
yet,
I wish
when my parents
had
came to
absorbed.
Visit, they complained that my house was cold.
Oh no.
And I was like, excuse me. I learned
you
it from
the
watching
thermostat
you.
At 58. Yes.
Okay. Well, last week I was going to try to break the curse. The curse doesn't feel fully broken yet. My car is not yet fixed. But I have a little bit, I'm feeling like a little bit more in control of my life in a weird way.
Good.
It might all be an illusion, but I'm trying.
You do DeLulu, you know?
I'm trying to, you know what I think? And this is a bigger conversation. I think I actually need a little bit more DeLulu in my life. Like I need to be a little bit more DeLulu.
Like a little bit more of that like blind
yes.
faith? Okay.
Because I find it all too easy to like talk myself out of things or just like, yeah. But if you're DeLulu, you just kind of like go forth.
Go forth and DeLulu.
Go forth and DeLulu. Okay. So as we're recording this, Los Angeles is predicted to have like a week of rain, multiple atmospheric rivers coming for us. And when I lived on the East Coast, I had diagnosed seasonal affective disorder. And I am going to try to like lean into the coziness of the rainy days that are coming and not get like depressed about the rain. And I realize like I'm coming at this from a Los Angeles perspective, but like it's a lot of rain. Also, rain here is different. It's like it's just weird. Rain is weird here. But yeah, that's just my goal. For this week.
I like that goal for
you.
Thank
you so much. All right. Well, Kate, let's remind everyone that Forever 35 is hosted and produced by me, Dory Shafrir, and you, Kate Spencer, and produced and edited by Sam Junio. Sammy Reed is our project manager, and our network partner is Acast. Thanks for listening. Thick jar.
Jars forever. Jar.
Thick jar. You said it again. Bye.